in a house next to one I wanted to buy and didn't get. So my daughter was very disappointed about that. But anyway, my daughter and Jamie became really close friends, and my daughter became interested in writing. And she was talking about it one day, and this was about halfway through October. And she says, oh, I'm going to try to do this national novel writing contest. And I said, well, what's that? And so she explained the whole thing. It's a challenge, if you haven't heard of it. It's a challenge to writers to write 50,000 words in the month of November. And so what that means is you have to write 1,667 words a day in order to, by the 30th of November, complete your 50,000 words. That, of course, does not mean that you finished your novel. It just means you wrote 50,000 words. It puts you way ahead of the game if you're interested in actually finishing the book. So I said, well, that sounds, how hard can that be? And she said, have you ever written 1,667 words? I said, I've written term papers. How hard can it be? So she handed me a book by Larry, it's called Story Engineering. And I did a fast read. I read fast, and he fortunately lays things out almost in the outline form. All the steps you need to do to plot your book out so you hit major points in the book, building tension, creating suspense, all that kind of stuff. And he lays out all the points you need to hit, and he does it in a four-act process the way they do television, because he does write a lot for television. So he laid it out in a four-act process instead of the standard three-act process, which is beginning, middle, and end. He laid it out in a four-act process. And at every point at the end of that step, that four processes, you've really hit a climax point that leads you into the next phase of the story. And so that made a lot of sense to me. I was like, I can do that. So, you know, I bought a ton of yellow stickies, and I went into the room where we have the computer, and I opened up the closet door, and I started saying, okay, here's my starting scene. I wrote something down on a yellow sticky and stuck it at the top of the first column, and I made four columns, and I figured, well, I probably need 60 scenes to write 50,000 words, and he talks about how you figure that process out. And so I didn't end up with 60 scenes because I just, you know, my first time through, I didn't know what I was doing. But anyway, I could, on the 1st of November, take that first yellow sticky and say, okay, here's my character, and you introduce your character, and you do that kind of stuff, and you write until you can't think of anything else about that scene. And then the next day I went to the next yellow sticky, and I did that all the way through, and I finished the book. I finished the book in about 55,000 words, which I thought was pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. And so at the end, I have this draft, and even I knew you could not release that like that. So I'll talk about it later, but I did get that book published. I didn't bring a copy of it with me today. It's called The Bad Seed, about genetic modification of our food. So a lot of people have told me that they really like the book. It's excruciatingly sparely written because I was a new author, and those of you who write, you know how that is. You either get really, really verbose, or you write extremely spare, and I write very spare. I have to really, even now, 4 years later, I still have to go back on my edits and put some kind of description in so you know where people are and what's going on around them. So that's my introduction to how I got into this.
And kind of, excuse me, the book you referred to, you didn't remember the name, or did you say the name?
Larry Brooks, thank you. My brain just needed to rest a minute. Larry Brooks, called Story Engineering, the subtitle is Story Engineering. And I really like the way he laid it out in a business-like fashion, because writing is a business. And we need to keep that in mind as authors. And what I'm doing today is by no means a workshop. I'm hitting the really high points of this process, so please don't think it's as easy as it sounds. It's not. Like I said, I did the National Novel Writing Month. I finished the book. all of January, all of December, I was so pleased with myself, but I knew I needed to take it somewhere else. And in the National Novel Writing Month website, and in those pieces of paper, I've got the, every time I reference a link or something, it's in there with a little bit of explanation. While I was in National Novel Writing Month, I met the Arizona Elsewhere liaison. The municipal liaisons organize things, writing events during the month of November in their cities. Well, Payson doesn't have one, but there is somebody. Her name is J.A. Marlowe, and I give you her link there, too. She's the Arizona Elsewhere liaison for National Novel Writing Month. And we get in there. There's not a lot of chat in that room. We may share bits and pieces of this and that, especially before the writing actually starts. After that, we're all writing. But she talked about a site called Forward Motion Writers Group. And like any modern person, I'm always a little leery of signing into a group and giving them my information. But this group has turned out to be one awesome spot for a new or experienced author to get together with other authors and talk about whatever. There's chat rooms, there's forums, there are writing challenges they issue. There's even a room in there if you want to have your work critiqued. People in there will help you critique your work. There's a private one as well. It's a little more intense than the open critique room. But generally, of course, if you put a work in, you're expected to select somebody else's work and provide a little critique back. So there's that. And I didn't know any other authors in Payson when I started in 2011. So this was my sole contact with the writing world, this group. And they're really good at what they do. They're very encouraging. They help you avoid a ton of mistakes, like going to vanity publishing or something like that. So keep that in mind if you're looking for a little additional support. I've got friends now from New Zealand to Hawaii because of that group. So
which one is it?
Forward Motion. FM Writers.
Yeah.
So through that group, there is a method to this tale. Through that group, I ran into professional author Holly Lyle. I don't know if anybody has heard of her. She tends to write science fiction and fantasy. She's a great mid-list author, which means at this point it's really hard for her to make sales, so she's also an indie author. But she's really good at explaining how to write things. And I took her course, how to. Her site is called How to Think Sideways, Holly Lyle's How to Think Sideways. And I took her How to Revise Your Novel course. It took me 6 months. And I was working on it solid every day. How to Revise Your Novel. It's an expensive course, but with her courses, if you buy a major course like How to Think Sideways, you get a lot of benefits afterward. You get links to affiliate sites where you get discounts on things, and I'll talk about that in a minute. Sometimes you get some flat free classes that she offers. You get notified of beta classes where she's working out how to do something, and if you don't mind being a guinea pig and learning with her as she's learning how to write the course, you can get a free class. So there's a lot of benefits to belonging to her site as well. And she also has forums and monthly writing challenges, and so it's another whole author community, again, international. She does offer a free How to Write Flash Fiction That Doesn't Suck. If you know somebody who is interested maybe in getting into writing, this is a great first course. She talks about where do you come up with an idea, how do you break it out, and because flash fiction is 1,000 words or less, she limits it to 500. So she, for this class, she says this is how you write a 500 word story and hit all the beats to make it really shine. So it's a good first course.
And that's flash fiction, not science fiction.
It's flash fiction. How to write flash fiction that doesn't suck.
Would you just describe, give a definition of flash fiction?
Flash fiction is any story, at the most, 1,000 words or less. I mean, there's other stories, sometimes they call them microfiction. It can be, there are actually sites that you can sell work to, is tell your story in 6 words or less. There are actually e-zines that publish that kind of stuff. So if you can think of a story that you can tell in 6 words or less, there's a place to sell that stuff. But it can go up. It could be 50, it could be 100. A 100-word story is called a drabble. There's sites that do just drabbles. So there's markets out there for this kind of work. Because think about it, if you're on your lunch hour or something, you want to read something really short. And these sites are perfect for that. So, that's Forward Motion and Holly Lyle. Oh, another good thing Holly does is, I have used this company, Silver Jay Media. They do editing services at a fairly reasonable price. I know when you're first starting out writing, you're not making any money, and you're loath to let go of a dollar to, you know, and it's more than a dollar usually for editing services. But it's a good company. They are very fairly priced. If you join the Holly Lyle site, you can enter Silver Jay Media through her site, and you get another discount. Because if you've sent more than one story to them, and the first story was fairly clean as far as editing work goes, they'll give you a discount. If you enter through the Holly site, you get another discount. So that's very helpful when you're talking about $60 or $70 for editing a short work like this one. That's very helpful to know that you're going to get a 5 or 10 or 15% discount on that price. There's other sites that she uses, another site for her own books to format the interiors, and her books look really good, so it's a worthwhile company, and I couldn't remember the name of it, so if you go to her site, you will see it.
What did you say the cost was for the editing on that one?
The editing on these two books was in the $65 range.
How many words were there?
These are novelettes, so it's like 1,700 words.
Or 17,000.
17,000, not 1,700. They're a little thick for 1,700.
I know.
So how do you independently publish? I use two companies. The first one is CreateSpace. CreateSpace is owned by Amazon.com, but you're not actually publishing. It's a separate company, even though it's owned by Amazon. It has templates also for covers. I didn't bring fancy. I used their cover designer with their cover pictures for the cover on the Bad Seed. Because I was talking about genetically modified food, I picked a picture they had in stock of a field of dry grass. It looked kind of like waving grain, so I picked that one. But it has all the fonts, all the things. It tells you how to put everything on the cover, front and back, because CreateSpace does the paperbacks as well as the ebooks. So it's a great resource. The first time I used it, I spent 3 weeks on the formatting and stuff because I was being really meticulous with the directions. And so I used that, and it came out pretty good. So I think the cover on that one looks pretty good. The next one I did was this book, Recall. And this is my cover. I designed this cover. My husband took the picture, and I learned how to manipulate that picture, put it on a black background, play with the fonts and stuff a little bit. You can tell from the cover that this is probably not science fiction. It's not, I call it women's fiction, but it could also be, it's not a murder mystery, it's a little bit of a thriller. So that's kind of, but you can do a lot of stuff. And they have, and CreateSpace has online proofing. So you don't have to wait for them to mail a book. And they will mail you a copy, a proof copy, for $2.95, which is not bad. If you're not in a hurry to publish and you want to see the actual proof copy, you know, go ahead and get that. It'll say proof on the back. But you can do that. But I use the online proofing because I know every time I submit the interior file and the cover, I've made some sort of error, sometimes multiple errors, and I have to keep resubmitting until I get it right. So I always use the online proofing and then release from there. I have not gotten a proof copy, but it is available to people, which is a very cool thing to hold a book you've written in your hand, even if it does say proof on it. It's very exciting. So, okay.
Since I'm super naive on this, is this $295?
$2.95.
Well, it depends on the page count.
It does.
But it's usually right. It's less than $5.
Yeah, it's basically it's the cost of them putting a book in print.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you have to pay shipping, though.
And you do have to pay shipping.
And it's like double what the price of the book was.
That's amazing. That's where they make their money.
You have to wait 10 days. So that's why I never do that.
And if you submit on that, you don't have a record of what you submitted. Right? I mean, you submit on that proof book, whereas if you submit online, you've got your file.
Well, no, your file is still in there, and if you like the proof, then you just go to the next step in the process that says publish. So, but yeah, your file is still there. Yeah.
If you make edits,
you've got to go back to your electronic file and then resubmit, and it's a whole process. It took me a long time the first book. It really did. But the other good thing about CreateSpace is once you get through the whole paperback book process, you can submit it. There's a final step that says submit to Kindle. And so you can submit it to Kindle, and so it'll be both a paperback and an ebook, and they'll both show up at Amazon.com. If you do submit to Kindle, you have to go to KDP, Amazon KDP, or KDP Amazon. I might not have written it down there. But you have to, on both CreateSpace and KDP, you need to set up banking. So it's another scary step. You're submitting really personal information to an unknown entity. But what at the end, they do provide royalties every month. And at the end of the year, they send you your 1099, so you can do your taxes pretty darn easily.
So it's all CreateSpace?
This is all CreateSpace and KDP.
And KDP, Kindle Direct Publishing.
Oh, is also part of Amazon. So that's good. So that's a really high point on CreateSpace and KDP. The other company I use is called Smashwords. And there's more than these two. There's Lulu. There's a few other places where you can self-publish your books. But I use these two, so that's what I'm going to talk about today.
Can I ask one question? Their link of KDP for Amazon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you link to any other online sales like Barnes & Noble or...
If that's what I use, Smashwords for.
Oh, okay.
You can go. Well, are you talking paperback or are you talking ebook?
Well, either. This is ebook you're talking about.
No, for ebook, for CreateSpace... CreateSpace will make the ebook file for Kindle,
okay.
And I don't have to do any other formatting. They do it all. They just if they do something in the background, and it gets sent to KDP, and it shows up on your Amazon page, as both a Kindle and a paperback.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. But if you want to sell to more than just Kindle, which I do. Because I like a nice, robust market. I use this Smashwords company, and there, like I said, there's more than one. Smashwords is just one of several companies that you can do this at. And Smashwords has excruciatingly detailed instructions for covers and interior files. This is another option where, and it's different from formatting for CreateSpace. So, the work involved, to me, is worth it. It might not be worth it to you for some people. Carol, for example, I just put her up on Amazon with Kindle and a paperback book, and she's happy with that. But I wanted to go to Barnes & Noble, Kobo, Nook, Apple. Smashwords also distributes to library catalogs and distribution market catalogs, which means a lot of other stores or anybody could order from them for e. And Smashwords is e-books only, no paperbacks. They also will, if you want to go in that direction, Scribd and Oyster, they will distribute to Scribd and Oyster as well. Scribd and Oyster are both companies that do, like, subscription services. You pay them, I don't know, $10 a month, and the user can order as many books as they want, but they're all e-books.
Connie, can we, can our books be displayed through Barnes and Noble?
From Amazon? No, not that I know of.
I'm going to talk about going direct in a second.
So that's the good thing about Smashwords. They will automatically distribute your ebook to all of these other markets without you doing anything else, which is cool. And you can buy directly from Smashwords too. So one of the good things about Smashwords, if I want to give, say, my newsletter readers a benefit for the month. For example, I sent them a benefit for this because I just released that. I sent them a half-price coupon that I could do through Smashwords. So they put in the they go to Smashwords, find the book, buy it, put in the coupon code, and they get it for half price or whatever bonus I've decided to do for that month. It's another site where you need to supply your banking information. Again, another scary step, but they send the royalties, they send the 1099s, and it makes taxes so much easier. And then we'll talk about the other markets. You can directly access Apple, Lulu, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, all of those. You can take your ebook file and put it on their site, going directly. You can do that. Again, it's another site you have to visit, another site you have to set up and give personal information on. And some people want to do that, and other people don't. I do it sometimes with Kobo and Barnes & Noble because for some reason the transfer from Smashwords to those two sites takes forever. And I get impatient. I want to release the link where people can get to the book. So sometimes I'll just go ahead if Smashwords is being slow, I'll enter my book on there manually. But you don't have to. You can wait for Smashwords to distribute.
Regarding your setting up your banking with these different sites, because it is kind of scary thinking that they all have your bank account. I went to the bank and I set up a separate bank account for my book. And I had to put like $250 in it because I don't write out of it, although they gave me checks for it if I wanted to. But all that money then, I put that account number into that separate account, and I made sure that that account was not linked to our personal.
Good idea.
I didn't want my retirement money going out to some weirdo, you know.
No kidding.
So if you have a separate bank account, and like you say, I get my regular little bank statement from it, I can see, and they charge you, because I said, do not link it to my other accounts. I pay $10 a month. That's a little amount of money for security that I'm not going to have my real money taken away from me.
You can immediately redeposit that in your other account.
You can move your money back and forth. That's all up to you, just by writing a check from one to the other.
Yes.
But I didn't want to have that number linked to my other big savings account and our checking accounts for my family. So, I mean, my husband said, wait a minute, you're not putting that in. Okay. I don't want to lose my retirement either, you know. So that is possible.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and it works fine because I get that tax thing from my bank, plus I got the royalties check from Amazon.
One of the hardest parts for most authors is marketing. It's all you, babe. It's all you. So take advantage. If a site offers you an author page, use it. Because if people are regular users of that, for example, Amazon, and they fall across one of your books, my rankings are way down at the bottom. People don't have to start searching through all of Amazon. All they have to do is go to your author page, and all your books are right there. You have to keep track of it, though. I go in and check. A friend of mine, actually it was J.A., last night I was in chat with her on Forward Motion, and she said all of her book descriptions on Amazon had been corrupted. So she has spent probably a couple hours last night re-entering all of her book descriptions for all of her books on Amazon. Once in a while, my background is IT, and I know computers are a marvelous thing, but they're like dealing with a two-year-old. You know, they just go crazy once in a while, and you have to recorrect. So keep an eye, if your stuff is out there, keep an eye on it. Computers do strange things, or companies do strange things, and they'll block you for some reason. You have to get a hold of them and say, hey, my book has disappeared from your site. What happened? And get it back. And so a lot of that happened to Kobo a lot last year. Somehow or another, they set something on their servers that marked 3/4 of the books on their site as porn. And so they were blocked from practically everybody. Authors lost all kinds of money last summer because their books were not visible anymore. And so that took months to straighten out. So it's all you. You have to keep track of all your stuff. The banking idea you had was really good. A banking option I use is PayPal. I use a separate credit card for a PayPal account. The editor I told you about is out of Australia, so you can't use your credit card, but they do take PayPal. So a lot of things you can do with PayPal you cannot do with a credit card. So that's why I have a PayPal account. I don't keep much money in it. Matter of fact, I just paid somebody. I need to pay somebody for a new logo. I'm making my own logo so that I can kind of market myself a little better. That's part of being your own person. You have to hit, you know, you don't want to do that right away because you're not making any money. But at a certain point, you want to look professional. You want to start going to book festivals and selling your books. You need to have some professional looking logos or banners or whatever it is you want to do, business cards, whatever you want to do, you want to have a logo. So I'm paying $200 for that. But I'm doing it through PayPal, so it's really easy. I just have to transfer my money out of my bank account into PayPal, and then I can pay her, and she gives me my logo and everybody. But it's all you.
What do you have on your logo? What information do you have on your logo?
It says Connie Cockrell. There's a couple of little books on the side, and underneath it says author. It's really simple. Well, I picked the colors, and she gave me several options to choose from, and I ran it through my Forward Motion group. I ran it through my family. Everybody was going, oh, I like this one, oh, I like that one, and finally I just picked what I liked. So get a Goodreads account. If you've never been to the Goodreads site, they have a lot of information there. They have forums, they have book groups, they have groups that are based on genre. I will admit, I wrote it down there, I don't use the site to its full capacity. I barely use the site at all. But I do have my author page there, and I have all of my books listed there. So there has been rumors that Goodreads are sometimes not nice to authors. That has not happened to me, but it has happened to authors that I know. So if that ever happened, there has
That's it.